This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. I am at Alhambra Palace in Granada, Andalusia, also known as Al-Andalus. This palace was built by the Nasirid kings of Granada. This particular courtyard was done by Muhammad V in 1364 CE. So the 14th century. And if you look at the artwork, it's absolutely mind-blowing. So the Muslims had achieved amazing things in Al-Andalus, in Spain, in Cordoba, in Seville, in Granada. You see these masterpieces. They are too good to be real. Seriously, it's the camera cannot show you the extent of the beauty of this place. This place is too good to be real. You know, the artwork is the peak of human excellence when it comes to creating this artwork. If you follow me, I'll show you some of them. We look at this artwork. On top, you see, Wala Ghalib illallah, inscribed 80,000 times. Throughout this palace, Alhambra Palace, this formula, Wala Ghalib illallah, which means there is no one overpowering except Allah, 80,000 times it has been inscribed. And this courtyard was clearly very special for the Sultan, for him to create this masterpiece. So this was created in the mid 14th century, at the same time when Al-Khazar or Al-Qasr of Seville was being built for the Christian king Pedro the First, right? And these are the famous lions of Alhambra. You can see them, they are well known. Any picture, any images of Alhambra, you will see these lions. And the climate is absolutely amazing. This palace is right next to the Sierra Nevada mountain range, and it's an absolutely amazing place for the sultans to build this masterpiece for themselves. When the Catholic monarchs took this city, this was the last stronghold of the Muslims in Spain. In 1492, this particular city, this particular stronghold, this particular palace fell into the Christian hands. Two Christian monarchs, Isabella and Ferdinand, they joined hands through marriage. Two states, Castile and Aragon, they came together and they attacked the last stronghold of the Muslims in Al-Andalus, in Islamic Spain, and it fell in 1492, the same year when Christopher Columbus left Spain for the Americas. I mean, he was looking for India and he bumped into the Americas, and lo and behold, we had the American continent discovered, and we have South America, Central America, and North America. So the decline of the Muslims in Spain is directly linked to what happened afterwards in the world. Okay, so the decline of the Muslims in Spain changed the history of the world forever. Okay, and this is the peak of Muslim civilization, Muslim achievement in Al-Andalus in Spain, as you can see around me. Thank you very much for listening. Watch more.